You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. You would be amazed if you knew what big stars in Hollywood collaborate on making the movie. Not the movie. Maybe someday there'll be a movie, but the music of the Hour of the Time. All the different music that we use that was written and performed just for this broadcast. It would really make you sit up and take notice, but I made up my mind a long time ago that I wasn't going to, you know, every once in a while I let something slip, but I don't like to do that. Tonight we have a guest. I want to talk about something that's very important to all of us. So make sure that you've got pen and paper by your side, that you're ready to take notes, and that you listen very, very carefully, folks, because this could save you from getting into some kind of trouble and going bankrupt, trying to pay some lawyer to get you out of it. And it's no joke. You too, folks, can now have, didn't used to be able to do it, you too can now have your own dream team. Listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper, the most dangerous radio host in America. Years ago, folks, when I was involved in a lot of business activities and, you know, was doing all the normal things that most people do and really not engaged in what later, you know, became so important to me, I met a guy who belonged to something called Prepaid Legal. And at that time, it was $9.95. I joined real quick. I got my little card, and it wasn't soon until I found out that Prepaid Legal back then really didn't represent anything. And if I, you know, had to really see an attorney, they would call some sleazy attorney in the Pitts part of town, and I would go down there, and the guy would talk to me for 5 minutes and wouldn't help me or anything, and that was it. So I let my membership expire because it wasn't doing anything. Well, apparently Prepaid Legal fell into hard times because of this kind of thing, and they could cancel your membership, you know, if they wanted to, and all kinds of stuff. So they completely, over the years, since then, this was many years ago, it was $9.95, I'll never forget it, and I was real happy to be represented by my own attorneys and all this kind of stuff as a group membership, sort of like a group medical plan. And over the years, they've completely shook that company upside down, changed it all around, and now it's something that I'm pretty proud of, to tell you the truth, because for the first time in the history of this country, the common man and woman out there can have top-notch, top-of-the-line, the very best legal representation for what it would cost you to buy a cup of coffee every day. And that's the truth. On the other end of the line here, I've got Bart Chow, who's been a good friend for so many years, I can't even count them, and I'm not even going to try. He's also like a son to me. You've heard him on this broadcast before. And you know, I sort of taken him under my wing and adopted him years ago, and you know, I couldn't have asked for a better friend or a better son, to tell you the truth. And Bart is an associate for Prepaid Legal, and we're going to talk about this because he's on the phone line. You can't call. I wish you could, because I know you're going to have questions, and I know that you're going to want to ask questions. So I'm going to try to ask all of the questions that I can think of that people in the listening audience would ask. But here's the deal, folks, in a nutshell. For $26 a month, you have the top, and I mean the very top, law firms in this nation on call for you 24 hours a day. If you're out tonight and you get arrested for anything, I don't care what it is, you can call. You'll have a toll-free number to call. You can call that number. The next morning, there will be an attorney there to bail you out, to represent you, to help you, and to take care of whatever the problem happens to be. Now, like with all insurance policies and things, there are some exclusions and stuff like that, and we're going to talk about those with Bart, who's on the line now. But this is just absolutely incredible, and it's the same company. And by golly, you know, when I found out about it, I said, you're kidding me. This is the same company, $9.95. I know the whole bit. It's a scam. Not anymore, folks. It's not only not a scam, but it's one of the top-ranked corporations in the world. Excuse me, not in the world, but in the United States. On the New York Stock Exchange, it's one of the top investments. It has absolutely no debt. It does what it says it's going to do, and it's incredible. Good evening, Mark.
Good evening, Bill. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Wonderful.
You ready for this?
I am.
Did you take a few deep breaths?
Okay, here we go.
Why don't you tell us in a nutshell, Bart, what is Prepaid Legal? I've tried to, you know, let people know a little bit about what I know, which isn't a whole lot. But I've gone through all the documentation and all of everything, and I have I poured over it with a fine-tooth comb, and I gave you some problems, didn't I?
Yes, you sure did.
Which is always what I'll do when I'm trying to get at the truth of something. So go ahead. Tell us in a nutshell, what's Prepaid Legal?
Well, simply put, a prepaid legal plan does for attorney and legal bills what an HMO does for doctor and hospital bills.
Now, for somebody who doesn't understand what that means, can you break it down a little simpler?
Sure. As we know that you know, having an attorney on our side is very practical and it makes a lot of sense. However, myself, and I'm sure with most people, is they're really expensive. And what Prepaid Legal Services Incorporated has done is they have made it so that we basically, as a group, can afford top-notch attorneys and law firms at a fraction of the cost it would be for us to get them on their own.
Fraction of the cost? It's almost negligible. What's this fraction of a cost, though? $26 bucks a month is nothing. I dealt with attorneys before. You walk in their office, that's $500 bucks. You sit down in the chair and they agree to take your case. You got to sign a check for a $3,000 retainer. If they go to court for every hour or portion of an hour they're in court, it's $500 bucks. If they write a letter for you, it's $500 bucks. If they call somebody for you, it's $500 bucks. Pretty soon, you're signing over your house to pay the lawyer, and he really hasn't done anything yet.
That's very true. There's even the joke where someone walks into an attorney and says, for $500, can you answer two questions for me? And the attorney says, sure, what's the second question?
Yeah, well, that's the way they are. they have cornered the market on how to get money from your pocket into theirs quicker than anything else on the face of this earth.
Yes, actually, not too long ago, Ted Koppel even stated that the color of justice in America is now green.
Yeah.
You can afford, you basically get as much justice as you can afford. The attorneys have become...
And that's the bottom line. If you don't have the money, you are nothing in the legal system. Unless you're like me or a few other people who have learned how to deal with this corrupt system without going that route. And before we go any further, I'm going to tell you right now, if you've become a sovereign, if you've gotten out of the system, if you've rescinded your Social Security number, if you study the law and represent yourself in court or in all of your legal dealings, then this is certainly not for you. It's certainly not for me. But years ago, I needed this. Sometime in the future, if I live that long, I may need it again. But for all of you, listen to me very carefully, folks. For all of you who are still in the system and aren't going to get out for whatever reason, you're afraid to get out, or you don't know how to do it, or you think the law books are too complicated for you to go out and study the, you know, what the law really is and represent yourself, you have to have this. You absolutely have to have legal protection, and for the cost of a cup of coffee every day, you can't beat this. What Bart's talking about as a group, you're paying for it, is not everybody has a legal problem all the time. Everybody has legal problems, and everybody's going to have to walk into a lawyer's office sooner or later for minor things or for very serious things, unfortunately. Some people have more problems than other people. And what this does is, just like health, some people are healthy. They still have health insurance. Other people are not so healthy. They have the same health insurance. They're all paying the same premiums. And the doctor gets his money. And it's averaged out, I guess, over how many people get sick and have to go see the doctor and stuff like that. And if it increases, then the rates go up and blah, 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 blah. So putting it very simply, that's what that means. Go ahead, Bart.
I wanted to cover exactly what the actual product is and what the membership covers, who it covers for that $26 a month or less. The coverage and the price varies a little bit from state to state.
But it's never more than $26.
That's correct. It's never more than $26. And that actually covers an entire family. It covers the member's spouse, any of the dependent children under age 18 who are living at home, any of them up to 23 if they're going to school, full-time college students. If they have physically or mentally challenged children, they're covered for life. So someone who has 5 children or 10 children, it's still $26 a month. And the company has never raised rates on anyone on an existing policy.
That's right. There's still people right now under this new system still paying the old $9.95 that I used to pay.
That's right.
And if I had stuck with them, I'd be getting all of this stuff for $9.95. I don't need it now, but that's very interesting. So, you know, if they join at $26 a month, even if the price goes up to $100 a month, they're only going to pay $26 a month. Is that
correct?
That's
correct. That's correct. And the other thing that I was, you know, because I looked at this very skeptically, too, of course, at first.
I ripped it apart.
Yes. One of the things that I assumed was, you know, when I heard the word, you know, legal insurance or legal coverage or legal protection, was that with car insurance and health insurance, they're always raising premiums, number one. Number two is if you added on any other individuals, like, you know, children or family members, there would be additional costs. There is none with prepaid legal. And also they would cancel people for whatever reason, and they have to have that right. But with prepaid legal, I have discovered that they cannot cancel anyone's policy for any other reason except for fraud. Obviously, that makes sense.
Well, that's not true. They can cancel you for non-payment of the $26.
That's true, too.
Remember, I tore it apart. I'm pretending ignorance, folks, but I know... I'm letting Bart do this because it's more fun and it's his bag, but I know the answers to all these questions. Go ahead, Bart.
That was very important to me that you can, you know, many times with health insurance or or something, if you used the service or if you crashed your car, let's say, and you got too many tickets, they would raise your rate. They'd raise it so high, or they would just cancel you.
Yeah.
With Prepay Legal, they don't do that. If you can use the service 10 times a year, 10 times a month, 10 times a day.
Yeah, but it's not just fraud in filling out the paperwork. If you fill out the paperwork and lie on the paperwork to apply for admission, they can cancel it for that if it's discovered. They can also cancel if you lie to a lawyer who you've gone to under the plan for help.
That's correct. Of course.
Okay. I just want to make that clear that it's not just filling out the paperwork. It's any time during the plan, if you tell a lie to a lawyer who's trying to help you, they can cancel the plan if your lie is discovered.
That's right.
So if the lawyer asks you if you did it, tell him yes and get on with it.
some of the questions that I had was how good would the service be for, I mean, $26 a month or less. I mean, that equates to 86 cents a day. And, you know, what's an 86 cents a day lawyer look like? You know, people said, you know, do they pass the bar?
Looks like the guy in the coffee shop having my cup of coffee while everybody else is working. But that's not really true, is it?
No, it's not. They are actually, they're, you know, Bill's not lying when they say the top of the top. The firms that are used by Prepay Legal, there's a provider firm in each state across the union, and they are rated AV rated. This rating system is done, and I did my research, by a company called Martindale Hubbell, and every law university and law library, you can check that. And Martindale Hubbell has been rating firms for over 150 years, and an AV rating is given only to the top 8 to 10% of law firms.
And these are the law firms that represent America's biggest corporations, the richest families, the Kennedys, you name it, the Rockefellers, the biggest names, the richest people, the biggest corporations. They're the people who furnished some of the lawyers to represent OJ.
That's correct. The firm here in California where I live is called Parker Stanbury, and researching them, found out that they represent very large insurance companies such as Allstate, Allied Van Lines, the Thrifty, Rite Aid, pharmacies. They represent the Los Angeles Dodgers. They represent city and county governments here, like Orange County. Very, very big firm. One of the largest in the state of California.
And they also represent you.
That's correct. That is correct. And I want to state that what Prepay Legal membership gives the member is nationwide coverage. No matter where you reside.
Now you're skipping ahead a little bit, Bart. You need to back up a little bit because everybody's still shaking their head. How in the hell, why is this big law firm going to represent me for $26 a month? This is a scam. Come on, Bill. Come on, Bart. What's going on here? How much money out of every dollar that's spent on membership by all the members goes to these law firms each month, whether anybody comes to them for legal representation or not?
The firms are paid 35% of every single dollar, of every membership dollar. So of every $26 membership, one-third of that is going to the law firms on retainer every single month.
And how much does that represent in dollars?
Well, I know for the California firm here, Parker Stanbury, they're being paid in excess of $1 million per month, month in, month out. And as the membership base grows, their income grows.
And you haven't even used their services, have you?
I've actually used it now. I've made a few phone calls, gotten legal advice, and had some contracts and documents reviewed now. But they get paid that whether or not anyone uses them or not.
That's right. And $1 million is a lot of money.
That's correct. And what's great is...
And that's every single month.
That's right.
Do they have another client? Do they have another client that uses their services that pays them $1 million a month?
No, they don't.
So that makes... The prepaid legal client, what?
We are the number one client for this firm.
In other words, they'd rather talk to you than anybody.
That's right.
They'd rather help you than anybody. They'd rather represent you than anybody because you're the biggest retainer fee that they have, period.
That's right. Even though me as a lowly member who pays 86 cents a day, when I call in, I'm treated like royalty, as if, you know, I am bigger than the CEO of Allstate Insurance Company, because we pay them more every single month, and they want our business, and they have to perform and give us excellent service.
Yeah, now we're getting on track here, see? People can relate to this. What happens if they're snooty to you, or they won't see you, or they won't take your phone call, or they make you sit in the lobby for 2 hours?
What happens, this is really excellent, is every provider law firm that Prepaid Legal has already pre-screened, and they actually send these attorneys to lawyer obedience school so that they understand how to deal with regular folks like us, not people who deal with lawyers on a day-to-day basis. Prepaid Legal, I have discovered, and through my research, is that they have 60-day contracts with these provider firms. 60-day contracts, meaning if they screw up, they get too many complaints or something like this, they drop them like a hot potato. And there is no shortage of other law firms that are excellent AV-rated firms who are standing in line.
Slobbering at the mouth for $1 million a month.
That's right. That's right. And Prepaid Legal, the corporate, owns the 800 numbers that we call into to these firms. So this way, if they decide to switch a firm, there's, you know, it's smooth sailing because the 800 numbers never change for the members.
Yeah. Okay, now we get that out of the way, and everybody understands how that works and why we're the most important client if we have this service. Go ahead, and let's talk about some of the coverages, because we're almost halfway through we're one-third through the program now.
Okay, excellent. The coverage is incredible. There's basically six areas of coverage. The first area is preventative legal services, and under this, its coverage is unlimited phone consultations on any legal matter under the sun. This is regarding your home, the workplace, your own business, toll-free access.
Legal advice.
What this means to me is that never again will I have to guess at what my rights are, have to guess at where I stand to know whether someone is taking advantage of me or not. I can find out with the pickup. I pick up the phone and dial a toll-free number, and I get an experienced attorney in that field of law. Meaning, if I had a question on real estate, I would get an experienced real estate attorney on the line with me who would call me back and talk to me about my particular situation. If it was regarding estate, if it was regarding probate, if it was regarding any area of law, we get an experienced attorney in that field of law on the line and taking care of us. And they stay on the line as long as it takes to resolve the issue.
Ken just used the service today. He had somebody that owed him and his wife some money that was put on deposit, and the guy said he wasn't going to give it back to them for 45 days. Well, he called the Prepaid Legal, and they said 21 days, and contacted the guy, and now they're getting the money in 21 days instead of 45.
That's right.
And it was like that.
That's right. The attorneys said that the California law here is 21 days, not 45 days.
Yeah.
And just like that, exactly.
Oh, he talked to you about it, too.
I just spoke with him just a little
while ago. Wow, he was so proud.
Yeah. under the preventative legal service, in addition to unlimited consultations with an attorney by phone, is they will make phone calls and letters on our behalf, meaning that if you went to a dry cleaner, and this has actually happened to people, they go to the dry cleaner, the shirt that they had is damaged in some shape, way, or form, and the dry cleaner refuses to do anything about it, just hands back this damaged shirt. Now, instead of getting really upset and threatening and all this stuff, is pick up the phone, dial the number, the attorney, you explain the situation, and the attorneys have written letters and made phone calls to the dry cleaner explaining that they better take care of this situation. And believe me, that, you know, when someone receives a letter from a big law firm where half the page is taken up by all these partners of this gigantic law firm, they then decide that, you know what, I better give this guy $50 to cover his shirt rather than go to court with this
Yeah, and that's everyday stuff that happens all the time to people. And, you know, piling up over a long period of time, it can cost you a lot of money. But where it really saves you a lot of money is when you're in negotiations or something, or you're at the car dealer and your car was damaged and it's still under warranty and they're giving you a hard time, and you can pull out your cell phone and call the lawyer right there and hand the cell phone to the service manager, and things change real quick, don't they?
That's right. There has been, I mean, I have talked with so many people who have used this product and this service in innumerable ways. I mean, it's amazing. And suddenly, what this membership does is it makes people do what they're supposed to do in the first place. But until push comes to shove, and now you have an attorney, now things start to happen.
Yeah, everybody threatens to have an attorney. I'm going to call my lawyer, and he's going to take care of this. And people in business hear that so much, they don't even listen anymore, do they?
That's right.
But when it actually happens, then they listen big time, because they can't afford to pay legal bills and stuff when all they have to do is just take care of the problem.
That's right.
And so they'd rather take care of the problem.
This is truly a leveling of the playing field. No longer when the cable company who owes you $70, whoever charged you, and will not refund your money every time you keep calling them and calling them, suddenly when a letter from an attorney firm comes at them and says, hey, you owe $70 to our client, now they're going to take it very seriously. And instead of them hiring their $200 or $300 or $400 an hour an attorney to handle this matter, they just rather pay the $70.
They send you $70, and this didn't cost you a thing, did it?
Except no,
it's covered in your $26 a month.
That's right.
What's next?
The last thing that's on this before we move ahead is that 70 to 80% of Americans in the United States don't have a current and updated will, and if people go and check and find out what their states do to them,
keep talking. I'll be right back.
With a will, 75 to 80% of Americans don't have a current and updated will. Here with Prepay Legal, they will receive a comprehensive will prepared for them at no additional charge. And in addition to that, it will be updated and kept current every single year at no additional charge. And a will in the United States, here, depending where you live, is anywhere from $500 to $700. And this is covered at no charge to the members. And it's also theirs to keep if they decide to cancel their membership. And this membership is month to month. There are no long-term contracts. It's totally risk-free. Even if someone gets the will, gets the membership, 1 month later, 2 months later, decides this is not for them, they get to keep the will, which protects their family, their loved one, and keeps the state and the government from taking 50% of their assets and everything that they've worked so hard for. The second area of coverage that is incredible is motor vehicle. And I'm sure many people have received traffic violations, speeding tickets.
Now, right off the bat, Bart, let me interrupt you for a sec. On the motor vehicle coverage, when you sign up, they won't cover you for anything that existed previously to signing up concerned with a motor vehicle. And number two, they won't cover you ever for anything involving drugs or alcohol. And your coverage for a motor vehicle doesn't start for 15 days. Is that correct?
Yes and no. Everything you said is correct. However, if someone were to get into something with a DUI or DWI, they will not cover it for free. But they will cover it under our catch-all, which is a reduced fee.
Well, what I meant is for the $26 a month, they won't cover it for that. DUI or drugs.
Right, not for free.
No.
They will not represent for free.
No.
But because you are a member paying your $26 a month, you then get the preferred member discount that you would qualify for, where you receive a reduced fee of a minimum of 25%, and in many cases much more than that, from these top-notch attorney firms.
From their normal fees.
That's right.
Yeah.
And if you weren't a member and you walked into their firm, you'd be paying the normal $300-$400 an hour.
Oh, and I left out one other thing. And remember, folks, that's just if you're involved in any kind of accident or crime involving a motor vehicle, a car, a truck, anything like that, and you're on drugs, or you've got alcohol in your blood, or to make sure that they know, because I know there's somebody out there sitting there lost in an alcoholic fog saying, "Oh man, I know I'm going to get a DWI tonight. I'm signing up right now."
That's correct. One of the really, really powerful things of this is that they represent for criminal motor vehicle violations, meaning that every day people are, you know, driving to work, driving home, and accidents happen. And, you know, what would you do if you had an accident and you look up and someone is dead?
Yeah. And they're blaming it on you.
That's right. And
whether you did it or not, doesn't matter. If they're blaming it on you, oh boy, you better be OJ, or you better have prepaid legal.
That's right. Because someone is deceased in an accident, you will most likely, and almost in California, 100%, you will be charged with negligent homicide or vehicular manslaughter. And these type of things, there is not a single auto insurance in the country that covers you for this type of incident. And you can call them. They won't. They don't cover for those type of things.
No, that's out of their policies.
That's right. And if something like that were to happen, it would take you probably between $20,000 to $30,000 up front on the table to a criminal defense attorney who can defend you against
it. In other words, most of the people listening to this broadcast, they didn't have prepaid legal. They'd end up with a public defender, and they'd go right straight to jail.
Yeah, we call the public defender the public pretender.
I call him the man with the keys to the jail. He locks you up in there and keeps you there.
And what's really amazing is
they're usually people performing an internship directly out of law school. They don't know beans about anything, most
That's
of them.
Right. And I really don't relish the fact that the person representing me as a public defender is being paid by the same people that are paying the prosecutor.
Yeah. There's a big, big, big conflict of interest there.
Yes. Now, if this were to happen in an unfortunate incident and someone were to die in an accident, and you are charged with vehicular homicide or whatnot, prepaid legal will defend you in all your hearings, trials, everything. You go to full jury trials for whatever it takes. If it takes 2 years, they'll go to bat for you for 2 years. Win, lose, or draw, it will not cost you a penny. This is a very, very powerful aspect of the service.
Powerful. It's that alone. If you didn't get anything else, period, is worth the $26 a month. It's worth more than $26 a month.
Let me tell you about the next area of coverage. The third area is trial defense. And this is where if the member or the member's spouse is ever faced with a civil suit.
Now, this doesn't cover children or anybody else in the family.
That's right.
Just the member and the member's spouse. Make sure everybody knows that, because we don't want them to sign up if they're going to sign up thinking that it covers their son who's going to get sued. But their son, when he gets his job, he can get prepaid legal too, and then he will be covered.
That's right. This is incredible, Bill, and I think you agreed with me about how incredible this part is. If they're faced with a civil suit or a job-related criminal charge, your first year, as soon as you sign up for your membership, you are then covered with 75 hours of trial defense.
Now that doesn't count consultations in the office and investigations and all that stuff. That's actual in-court time, right?
That's right. There's actually pre-trial and trial time, and it's divided up with 17 and a half hours of pre-trial time and 57 and a half hours of trial time. And
now, if you know anything about the court system, folks, you know that 57 and a half hours of legal representation in court is a lot of money. The cheapest lawyers in the country, Joe Fleabite, who has his office on Bowery Street, down where, you know, everything's all boarded up and people are sleeping in the alleys, charges $500 for any portion of an hour that he has to represent you in court. So we're talking lots and lots of money here. Go ahead, Mark.
And what's really incredible about this bill is I've never... This company does something that I've never seen any other company do in any type of insurance coverage ever, is that they give you more and more coverage every single year the longer you keep this membership.
That's right.
Every single year, they will add 65 hours, all the way until your fifth year, you have a total of 335 hours of trial defense. And to me, at $300 an hour, $200 an hour of attorney fees, 335 hours, that equates to me as over $100,000 just sitting in the bank in my just-in-case-I-get-sued legal funds.
Easy.
Easily.
It's probably more like $150,000. But anyway, and it could be more, depending upon what the firm normally charges to people.
That's right.
We're talking flea bite lawyers charge $500 just for walking into court for you, even if it's not a whole hour. 10 minutes. If they're in there 10 minutes, they charge you $500. If they're in there an hour, they charge you $500. If they're in there an hour and 10 minutes, it's $1,000. So we're talking lots and lots of money here. And we're talking about if anybody sues you for anything, or if you're charged for any criminal charge, or if you're charged for any job-related criminal activity, whether they're accusing you of stealing from your employer, or one of the customers of the company that you work for accuses you of something. If it's job-related, you're covered. Isn't that correct?
That's correct. Job-related criminal charges. These are made for law-abiding, regular, you know, honest folk. This is not made for people who decide to go and rob the local liquor store on the corner and then they're going to get covered with a trial defense product.
You're not covered for that. You're not covered for intentional criminal behavior. In other words, if you're a criminal and what you do is crime, you're not going to be covered. If you go out and hold up the local 7-Eleven, they're not going to cover you. But what if somebody else holds up the local 7-Eleven and they come and accuse you and you didn't do it? Are they going to cover you for that?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
What if somebody else holds up the local 7-Eleven and they come and accuse you, but you didn't do it? Are you covered for that?
You will not be covered with the trial defense hours, but what you will have, because it's not job related, what you will have is you will have be able to contact the attorneys, find out your legal situation, your advice, and then you will also be able to get their services at a major discount.
And it really is a major discount. I've checked into this myself, folks. The discount is, to tell you the truth, in the cases that I was able to look into, more than substantial. Much more than substantial.
Right. Here, just an example, I can only speak for California since this is where I am. The firm, Parker Stanbury here, charges $400 an hour. That's the type of firm that they are. They're a top-notch firm. Here, because if you are a prepaid legal member, they are capped to charging our members $125 an hour here in California if we use Parker Stanbury as our provider firm. The next thing that I wanted to cover, I mean, it's amazing. I mean, the civil suit, the statistics blew me away, Bill, when I found out, is that in 1997, 30 million people were admitted to the hospital. And in the same year, 1997...
Well, wait a minute. 30 million people were admitted to the hospital.
That's
and
right.
Everybody has health insurance, and everybody's concerned about health insurance, aren't they?
That's correct.
And jobs and businesses provide health insurance, don't they?
Yes, they do.
And 30 million people were admitted to hospitals. Now give the legal statistics. This will blow your mind, folks. You better be worried more about ending up in court than ending up in the hospital.
In that same year of 1997, when 30 million people were admitted to the hospital, over 100 million people went to court. There were 100 million court filings in that same year, which means that you are three times more likely to end up in court than end up in the hospital.
Yeah.
But
and that doesn't count all of the legal problems that occur outside of court that are solved between lawyers that never make it to court.
That's right.
Or that are solved between lawyers and clients and whoever's the problem is, you know, that never reaches the court. And that's probably, I would probably say 5 or 6 times that number. Everybody in the country during 1 year has multiple legal problems, whether they solve them themselves, or they have to go see an attorney, or they have to go to court, whether it's small claims court or some kind of a higher court. Everybody in the country has at least 5 legal problems every year. Unfortunately, the poor people and the people who are ignorant about these things usually get screwed because they don't know how to solve these problems, and they're the ones that end up the victims. They never take anything to court. They never go see a lawyer. They don't represent themselves, and they lose.
And primarily because they don't have the funds.
Yeah.
And I'd like to just read a few things here on some of the reasons why people shouldn't be without legal protection.
Go ahead.
Your car insurance is canceled when your teenage son is involved in an accident. A neighbor's child is injured playing in your yard. The auto repair shop threatens small claims court for money that you don't owe. The IRS selects you for an audit.
Oh, talk about that.
Oh, definitely.
We all hate the IRS.
Oh, yes.
I don't mean dislike the IRS. We hate the IRS. We literally, all of us, hate the IRS. It's the American Gestapo.
That's true.
It's Hitlerian. Go ahead. Talk about the IRS. What do they cover for the IRS?
This is our fourth area of coverage, and it's IRS Audit Legal Services. What you receive with your membership is 50 hours of attorney services if you are ever selected for an audit.
Now, I would never use that.
I know you would.
But Bart, you would, wouldn't you?
Yes, because I am not as adept as you are, Bill.
Well, and not only that, but you're still in the system, aren't you?
That's correct.
And you have a wife that's not too sure about all this other stuff, right?
That's right.
And most of the people out there can sympathize with you because they have the exact same problem.
Right.
Even if they are sympathetic to and would like to get out of the system, they're married to somebody who absolutely won't let them.
That's right. We still have our Social Security numbers, and we still pay taxes.
Yeah. And there's a lot of people who may be sympathetic, but just haven't got the guts. They're scared to. There's a whole bunch of other people that don't understand it all. They're bewildered by it, wouldn't even try in a million years. And if they're in the system, they've got to have this coverage, or they're screwed in a legal situation because they can't even afford to go in and say good morning to a lawyer.
That's right. It's so unfortunate.
Good morning, sir. Oh, that'll be $500. Thank you.
Unfortunately, it's humorous, but it's true, unfortunately. Here with the IRS audit coverage, what's really great is that you can go ahead and not only consult with a tax attorney. Now, these tax attorneys are very expensive. These are like $600 an hour tax attorneys. And not only can you consult with them, but you can actually take them in with you to see the tax man. And believe me, when the IRS agent is sitting across the desk from a top-notch tax attorney, he knows what he can say and what he can't say. He knows what your rights are. And we've had situations where someone went to an audit.
This is why Joe Blow goes to jail because of a $50 discrepancy on his income tax return. And folks, if you're shaking your head and you don't think you can go to jail for a mistake on your return for $50, you're absolutely out of your mind. It happens all the time. Not only that, but if you don't pay that $50 up right away and you contest it, while you're contesting it, over the years, there's interest accruing on that $50. I've seen $50 grow into $250,000 in interest, penalties, and fees. And when you lose, you're sitting there losing everything that you've ever worked for your entire life. For your whole life. Down the tubes, the IRS takes it all.
That's 100% Bill, 100% correct, Bill. I was so skeptical when I saw this.
I hate those. I hate those bastards. I hate them. How they can claim to be Americans and do such despicable, terrible things to their fellow citizens is beyond my understanding. But that's neither here nor there. I'm sorry, Bart, but you know how I am. You get me going on something like that, I could go all night. Go ahead.
Okay, Bill. The fifth area of coverage is the preferred member discount, where we kind of covered already where anything that is not covered for free will be covered at a substantial preferred member discount, a minimum of 25%, in many cases much, much more than that. So when people are having things of questions of, does this cover divorce? How about bankruptcy? How about child custody issues? All of those things are covered. You can always get consultations on those for free. And if you wanted, let's say you want to go sue someone, obviously this is not a go sue someone, you know, for free product. But if you did have a situation where you warranted a lawsuit, you can get all the consultations done for free. Find out what your case is. How good of a case do you have? How do you go about it?
Yeah, and that doesn't cost you anything.
That's right. That is all covered for free.
And if you decide to go ahead with it, then they'll give you a substantial discount on their legal fees. And if you win the case, you don't have to worry about it because you're going to get legal fees paid as a judgment also.
That's right. And they are at a substantial discount. They actually give us an additional preferred member discount if they do things on contingency.
Yeah.
They give us an additional discount just because we're their number one client.
Now, let's say you're driving down the road at 2 o'clock in the morning, Bart. And the reason I'm sort of skipping up to here is because it's getting toward the end of the hour. We still got some time, not too much, but about 8 minutes maybe.
Okay.
So you're driving down the road at 2 o'clock. You just got in. You just flew in from Baltimore. I don't know why I'd ever fly in from Baltimore, but let's say we just flew in from Baltimore. And we picked up our car at the airport that was parked there waiting for us. And we're all dressed up in suit and tie and stuff because we were, you know, doing business. And we're driving home in the middle of the night at 2 o'clock in the morning, and a cop pulls us over. And he thinks we've really been out to the all-night topless bar, and he's really giving us a hard time.
Well, we've got the answer for that.
Okay.
And it's a product called the Legal Shield, which is the sixth area of coverage. And the Legal Shield is an amazing product. It's the membership product is $25 a month. The Legal Shield is an extra dollar, which makes it $26 a month, and everybody should have this.
Maximum. Some states it doesn't cost that much.
That's right. And I just have to also add is that a few states don't have the Legal Shield coverage yet, but their company is working on that. But in the majority of states, everything is available. Now, what the Legal Shield does is you actually get an additional membership card that you keep in your wallet that has an 800 number, toll-free, that's manned 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you're ever detained, questioned, arrested, or anything by law enforcement or security-type personnel, you can pick up your cell phone 3 o'clock in the morning.
Or you can demand that they let you use their phone, and they have to do that. They have to give you a call.
That's right. And you will then... the company must pick up within 3 rings. The people I have talked to who have used this service, they have been picked up within 1 ring. They then find out what state you're from. They then pass you in immediately to an attorney in that state.
In other words, even if they got to wake him up out of bed, this attorney gets waked up out of bed and he's on the phone with you right then.
Yes, and actually these attorneys aren't even in bed. The company is now...
How do you know they're not in bed? It doesn't matter. They got to put an attorney on the line.
That's right. Just on this Legal Shield alone, Bill, I mean, law enforcement, you know how cops are. I mean, we're getting towards the police station.
Yeah. You got a lawyer, my butt. Come on. You're going downtown.
The company is now receiving, just on the Legal Shield alone, 10,000 calls per month because of the way that law enforcement is getting with people with harassment, profiling.
Oh, they're out of control. Totally, totally out of control. Totally out of control. This is exactly one of the things that's needed to put them back in control.
That's right. We had a lady who was driving home late at night after visiting her father who was ill at the hospital. He got pulled over. It was very, very late. No one was around. And the cop told her to get out of the car. And she was very concerned because it was very dark. No one was around. She heard about...
You don't ever have to get out of the car unless he's placing you under arrest.
That's right. She did not know her rights, of course, like the majority of people. She was very scared. She called the Legal Shield number, got an attorney on the line. She said what was happening. He said, you do not have to get out of the car. Let me speak to the cop. She then handed the cell phone through the window to the officer. He then explained to the officer what his client's rights were. The officer gave the phone back and just took off. He just left because...
Yeah, he's probably embarrassed. He got caught being an asshole.
That's right. The legal shield put law enforcement on their toes. They now are no longer, you know, thinking that, oh, I've got some young kid or I've got some lady who doesn't know anything or whatever. This makes them understand that, hey,
this levels the playing field. It makes everybody an O.J. Simpson. And why am I using O.J. Simpson? Because all during that trial, you know what the comments I heard from everybody was? Boy, if they accused me of murdering my family, I wouldn't have those bars. They would already have locked me so far underground, and I'd be on death row, and probably next week they'd be frying my brains out. I heard that from everybody, and it's true.
It is true. If lawyers are charging $200, $300, $400, $500 an hour, and the average person in America is making $12.50 an hour, how much justice can we afford?
Well, most people can't afford any justice, and I got to tell you this. 234 baloney, you know, that might be in the office before they go to court, but once they step into court, and the more prestigious the firm, the higher the number is when it goes up in court. There are some firms that will charge you $1,500 an hour in court if you're paying them.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's ridiculous. It's legal robbery is what it is. And if so, you know, this is exactly what's needed. It levels the playing field. It gives those of us who couldn't possibly afford to have any legal representation whatsoever, ever. Most people can't even afford to go down and have a lawyer write their will, to tell you the truth.
You know, many times people say, oh, I have a friend or a relative who's a lawyer. Why would I need this? And my answer to them is, well, I know a doctor, but I still have health coverage.
Yeah.
And lawyers
and not only that, but, you know, even if he is your relative, try getting in some real big trouble and see how long he's your relative. If he's got to take his time away from his practice to be in court with you, you might find out that this guy don't know you after all, you know.
That's right. And lawyers specialize in different areas of law just like doctors do, so they can help you in all situations. And number two, they're not nationwide.
Yeah.
If I have a situation with somebody in New York, someone owes me money or a company, I then have representation in New York.
Yeah. And you don't have to go to New York and hire a lawyer.
Nope.
You have representation in New York, even if you live in San Diego, California.
That's correct.
And not only that, but while you're traveling, any state that you're in, you have representation.
That's right. And we're now in three provinces in Canada now as well, Bill.
Yeah. So those of you listening in Canada, we can help you too. Now, listen, folks, if you're interested, and let me tell you another good part about this. If you sign up with Prepaid Legal, you're also going to be helping the Hour of the Time because they're going to be our a partial sponsor from now on. They're going to be a partial sponsor from now on. So every night you're going to hear some commercials for Prepaid Legal. And you know me, we wouldn't do this, and I wouldn't have anything to do. I wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole if it wasn't worth every penny. And I'm going to tell you right now, it's not only worth every penny, but immediately when you sign up, the benefits that you have accrued already in your first year are worth at least $100,000 if you actually are taken into court or have to go into court. Now, you can't beat that with a 10-foot pole for the price of a cup of coffee every day. So you'll be helping the Hour of the Time. And if you're interested, there's two ways you can sign up. One way is go to our website and click on the legal services for less than a cup of coffee a day. Click on that banner. It'll take you to pages where you can do everything right there. You can sign up right there if you want to. If you've got a lot of questions and you want to talk to somebody, and, you know, you can talk directly to Bart. Bart will answer the phone. Bart will talk to you as long as you want. Bart is, I can't say enough about Bart. Bart is an honest man. He's a good man. As far as I'm concerned, he's my son, and the son that I never had. And I love him from the bottom of my heart, and Bart will treat you right. And here's his number, 866-77-LEGAL, 866-77-LEGAL. 866-77-LEGAL. Legal is spelled L-E-G-A-L. 866-77-LEGAL. Say goodnight, Barb.
Bill, also, that is a toll-free number, so people understand that.
Yeah, it is a toll-free number. It doesn't cost you a penny, folks. And Bart will talk to you. He'll answer all your questions. Whether or not you decide to join, call and talk to Bart. And just, you know, you'll be glad you did. He's a nice guy. Say goodnight, Bart. Good night, Bart. Good night, everybody. God bless each and every single one of you. Good night, Annie, Pooh, and Allison. I love you. Write this down, folks. You cannot afford to be without this protection. 866-77-LEGAL. 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 Become a member right now. If you're helping the hour of the time, you'll darn sure be helping yourself. And that will make me very happy. If you'd like to do it online, on the internet, go to WilliamCooper.com. That's WilliamCooper.com. Go there right now. WilliamCooper.com. By the way, there's special policies for police officers. There's special policies for small businesses. There's arrangements for group insurance. For instance, if you own a small business and you want to offer this to your employees, you can do that too. You can do all these things. If you have a special situation, we got some special policies. So check it out. If you got any of those special things, call Bart. 866-77-LEGAL. 866-77-LEGAL. If at any time, folks, you think there's anything shady or wrong about any of this, you call me personally because I want to know about it. I've already checked into it more than you could even imagine. And to me, it's the best thing going. And I happen to know Bart well enough. He wouldn't be involved in anything that's not right. But if you suspect anything, if you find anything, let me know immediately so I can tell our listening audience, okay? Don't miss Monday night's episode of The Hour of the Time with yours truly, William Cooper, the most dangerous radio host in America. If you'd like to check this out online, you don't want to talk to anybody, you just want to read all about it, go to WilliamCooper.com. Check on the valuable legal services for less than a cup of coffee a day. It'll take you right there. Browse and read, explore till your heart's content. And if you want to, sign up right online.
Supposes that you want them for the one you love. Give me one dozen roses and put my heart in beside them and send them.